One of the most common mistakes I see businesses make is creating lead magnets based on what they think their audience needs, rather than what their audience actually needs. It's this perception gap that kills conversion rates. Your audience may indeed need a comprehensive strategy, but if they think they need a quick tactical fix, your strategic guide will be ignored. Effective lead magnets meet people where they are, addressing the problems they recognize they have, not just the problems you know they have. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Let me share something that might surprise you. Some lead magnets convert at a measly 2 to 3%, while others achieve an impressive 40 to 50% or even higher. So what makes the difference? It's not about fancy design, technical complexity, or even the volume of information you provide. The secret lies in something that is much simpler, but often harder to achieve: matching your audience's pain points precisely with the solutions you're offering. During my career, I've created and helped create hundreds of lead magnets across dozens of industries for both my own businesses and those of my clients. And what I've noticed is that the single biggest factor that determines success isn't what most businesses focus on. It's not about creating the longest, most comprehensive resource. It's about creating the most relevant one. Today, I'm going to share my formula for creating lead magnets that convert at exceptional rates by leveraging the psychology of problem-solution pairing. This approach works across all industries, and you don't need to have fancy design or technical skills, simply a deeper understanding of what your audience truly needs. So grab a pen and paper, because you're definitely going to want to take notes on this one. But before we dive in, have you signed up for my free masterclass this coming Monday yet? I'm going to teach you how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales so that the marketing you're doing is more effective and actually turns into money. Head to nikkihutchison.com/MIMM to secure your spot. Now, let's create an ideal lead magnet for your business that converts your audience into subscribers. The psychology behind high-converting lead magnets is surprisingly straightforward, yet most businesses get it completely wrong. Your potential subscribers make the decision to share their email address, or not, within seconds. And that decision is driven by a simple mental calculation. Is the value I'll receive worth the cost of sharing my email? I'm sure you can remember a time you made this exact decision yourself. So why is being specific the most important thing when it comes to lead magnets? I've tested this repeatedly with clients, and a highly specific two-page resource that addresses one urgent problem will almost always outperform a comprehensive 50-page guide. The reason? Being specific signals relevance, and relevance creates immediate perceived value. Plus, who's got time to read a 50-page guide these days without running it through AI and asking for a summary? Think for a moment about your own experience when you're searching for solutions. If you're struggling with LinkedIn engagement, which would you be more likely to download? The Complete Guide to Digital Marketing or 5 LinkedIn post templates that increased engagement by 300% in 30 days? The second resource feels like it was created specifically for your situation, while the first, comprehensive one, feels generic, even if it potentially includes the same information. At the core of lead magnet psychology is the principle of problem recognition. When someone recognizes that you understand their specific problem, they automatically assume you might have the solution. This is why lead magnets that explicitly name the problem in their title consistently outperform those that focus only on the solution. For example, how to increase your email open rates isn't nearly as powerful as stop being ignored, 5 email subject lines that triple open rates. One of the most common mistakes I see businesses make is creating lead magnets based on what they think their audience needs, rather than what their audience actually needs. It's this perception gap that kills conversion rates. Your audience may indeed need a comprehensive strategy, but if they think they need a quick tactical fix, your strategic guide will be ignored. Effective lead magnets meet people where they are, addressing the problems they recognize they have, not just the problems you know they have. High-converting lead magnets rely on pain point research. Many businesses skip this crucial step, relying instead on assumptions about what their audience needs. But this is a big mistake. So let's explore how to systematically uncover your audience's biggest challenges. The most direct way to understand your audience is simply to ask direct questions. However, how you ask makes all the difference. When I conduct customer interviews, I use a framework designed to get beyond surface-level answers. First, I ask problem awareness questions like, what are your biggest challenges with? Then I dig deeper with consequence questions. How is this problem affecting your business or life? Next come solutions-focused questions. How or what have you already tried to solve this issue? This is followed by frustration questions. What's been frustrating about the solutions you've tried so far? And finally, I ask ideal outcome questions. If you could wave a magic wand, what would the perfect solution look like? This framework helps uncover not only which problems exist, but also how they impact your audience emotionally and practically. Essential insights for creating compelling lead magnets. But customer interviews aren't the only way to research pain points. Social media platforms offer a goldmine of data if you know where to look. I regularly analyze comments on relevant posts, questions in industry Facebook groups, and LinkedIn discussion threads. Look specifically for emotional language, repeated questions, and expressions of frustration. These can help you identify pain points with enough emotional charge to actually drive action. Search data is another valuable resource that reveals what your audience is looking for actively and they need help with now. Tools like Answer the Public, keywords people use, and even Google Autocomplete can show you exactly how people phrase their problems. Pay special attention to how-to and question-based searches. These often indicate problems people are actively trying to solve and are prime candidates for lead magnet topics. And don't forget to review your competitors' lead magnets too. Not for copying purposes, of course, but to help you identify gaps and opportunities. Sometimes the most valuable lead magnet opportunity is addressing a problem that everyone else has overlooked. So how can you choose the right problem to solve? Not all problems make good lead magnets. Once you've identified several pain points that your audience members experience, you need to choose which ones to focus on. Broad or vague topics do not result in signups, nor does trying to solve every problem under the sun inside one lead magnet. So step one is to find problems that have both high urgency and high importance. These are problems people need to solve immediately, which have significant impact on their life or business, and which they will be more than willing to exchange their email address to solve. Step two is to check whether you can deliver a solution. For your top problems, ask yourself, can I provide a solution that works quickly? Do I have a unique approach to solving this? Can I package this solution in a simple download? The best lead magnet topics are those that give people a straightforward solution that gets results fast. And step three is to make sure it connects to your business. Check that your lead magnet naturally connects to your services. Is this problem related to what you're actually trying to sell? Will someone who uses this lead magnet likely need your paid help next? Does solving this problem position you as the obvious choice for further help? Now that you've identified and prioritized the right pain points, it's time to create a lead magnet that converts. The most effective lead magnets follow this five-part structure. First, you need a promise-driven title. Your title needs to explicitly connect the pain point with the promised outcome. Strong formats include how to do XYZ without a common pain point, or the X number step process to solve specific problem, or a specific tool or template that delivers a specific result. For example, one of my most successful lead magnets is called 25 Ways to Grow Your Audience Without Paying for Ads. The title clearly states the problem, needing to grow your audience without investing in ads, and the solution, 25 specific ways to do it. Secondly, include a quick win introduction. Begin your lead magnet by reaffirming that you understand the problem and providing an immediate, actionable insight. This builds trust and motivates the reader to continue. Third, present your solution as a clear, sequential process. Resist the urge to include everything you know and focus only on the steps necessary to get from problem to outcome. Fourth, include additional bonuses like templates, checklists, scripts, swipe files, or examples. The faster someone can implement your solution, the more valuable your lead magnet will be perceived. And finally, end with a logical next step. Conclude with guidance on what you do after implementing your solution. This should create a natural bridge to engaging with you further, without being overtly promotional. Now it's time to match your type of lead magnet to the type of problem. Different types of problems call for different lead magnet formats. Matching the right format to the specific pain point significantly impacts conversion rates. When your audience is struggling to make choices or evaluate options, frameworks and decision-making tools work best. These help bring clarity to complex choices and are highly valuable for problems involving selection or prioritization. When your audience needs to ensure they're not missing important steps, checklists are invaluable. Think audit checklists, launch checklists, optimization checklists, and troubleshooting guides. Checklists provide both guidance and confidence, making them perfect for complex processes. And when your audience needs to understand numbers, measurements, or performance, interactive tools provide immediate clarity. Consider ROI calculators, budget templates, performance benchmarking tools, marketing strategy plans, and tracking spreadsheets. These tools convert well because they provide personalized insights. The key is to match the format to the specific type of problem your audience is facing. This type of alignment significantly improves perceived value and therefore impacts conversion rates. Creating a high converting lead magnet isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. When you launch your lead magnet, I recommend a two-phase testing process. First, conduct pre-launch testing to get feedback from existing clients or colleagues before wider release. If you're thinking of using ads to promote your lead magnet, make sure that you launch it organically first to gauge interest. Second, implement post-launch testing by tracking real-world performance. Monitor how many downloads your lead magnet has received versus how many visits your landing page has had. Also, make sure you gather subscriber feedback that you can use to promote the lead magnet going forward. Nothing works like a bit of social proof. For pre-launch testing, ask specific questions like, is this clear? Does this address your specific challenges? And what's missing that would make this resource more valuable? A truly effective lead magnet doesn't merely convert, it gets used and moves people towards deeper engagement with your business. If your lead magnet isn't being downloaded at the rate you'd like, try these optimization steps. First, optimize the pain point solution match. Are you addressing the right problem? Then optimize the title and description. Does it clearly communicate the value? Next, optimize the delivery format. Is this the best format for the solution you're trying to provide? And then optimize design and presentation. Is it easy to consume and implement? And finally, optimize the lead magnet landing page to make sure it's clear and concise in terms of the problem you're solving and your solution. Now it's time to talk about marketing your lead magnet, because even the best lead magnet won't perform if your audience doesn't see it. Once you've created your lead magnet, therefore, it's time to let everyone know about it. Make sure you chat about it across all of your channels, both owned and earned. That's other people's channels you regularly show up in. You can send out emails to your list, post on your socials, post in relevant Facebook groups, feature your lead magnet at the top of your website, at the foot of your emails, and chat about it on your podcast. Wherever you have a presence, make sure you mention it. If you're looking for ideas of where to post your lead magnet, check out my useful lead magnet, the 10 best places to share your lead magnet at nikkihutchison.com/10 places to share. For every lead magnet you create, make sure you create multiple relevant pieces of content specifically designed to promote it. This will make sure your lead magnet gets sufficient visibility while providing value through multiple formats. For example, you could create a problem-focused blog post or article that discusses the challenges your lead magnet helps solve, a results-focused social post series that highlights the outcomes people can achieve using your lead magnet, a behind-the-scenes look at why you created this resource and how it's helped either you or your clients, or a frequently asked questions post addressing common questions relating to your lead magnet topic. The goal is to create content that provides partial value while naturally leading to your lead magnet as the complete solution. Each piece of content should stand alone as useful, but leave readers wanting more answers, which is exactly what your lead magnet provides. I find this approach not only increases lead magnet conversions, but also ensures you're getting maximum mileage from your content creation efforts. Rather than consistently creating unrelated content, you're building a cohesive ecosystem of value around each lead magnet. Then it's time to measure true lead magnet success. In actual fact, the ultimate measure of a lead magnet's success is not how many emails it collects. It's how effectively it begins the relationship with potential clients. We are not here for the vanity metrics. We're here for the sales because we are running businesses. So track these indicators of lead magnet quality. Email engagement rates after download. The percentage of people who book calls or take the next step towards working with you. Conversion rate into paid offerings. And client attribution. How many clients came through this lead magnet? A lead magnet that generates fewer but more qualified leads is far more valuable than one that generates thousands of unqualified contacts. Quality always trumps quantity when it comes to building your email list. So here's your action plan. Creating high-converting lead magnets isn't about design skills, technical complexity, or even writing ability. It's about deeply understanding your audience's problems and providing specific and valuable solutions. So to implement the perfect lead magnet formula, begin with thorough pain point research. Prioritize problems based on urgency and importance. Match the right solution format to the specific problem. Create a streamlined resource focused on implementation. Then test and optimize based on actual performance and distribute strategically where your audience is looking for solutions. Remember that the most effective lead magnets are not simply subscriber generators. They're the first step in demonstrating your ability to solve problems for potential clients. When done right, your lead magnet doesn't just build your email list, it builds relationships and pre-sells your services by delivering genuine value. So what lead magnet will you create based on this formula? I'd love to hear which pain point you're planning to address. To get your questions answered and ask for personalized guidance on creating your lead magnet that's going to convert, join me anytime at Marketing Mondays. These are weekly implementation sessions that you can join at nikkihutchison.com/Mondays. Or you can take my fully booked quiz at nikkihutchison.com/quiz. And you'll receive tailored recommendations for your specific business. And last but definitely not least, make sure you sign up for my free masterclass this coming Monday. I'm going to give you the exact plan you need to increase your visibility, leads, and sales so that your marketing turns into money. And I'm going to be letting you know next steps so that we can help you create your top performing lead magnet within my new program, along with a whole host of other things that you need in your business right now. So your first step is to sign up for that free masterclass at nikkihutchison.com/MIMM. That stands for Marketing Into Money Masterclass, by the way. And let's do it. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you go from overlooked to fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.